Once again, us folks down at South End lag far behind the entrepreneurs in Stamenopoulos. Why do we invariably read in the paper about those enterprising, innovative capitalists who beat us every time to the punch? Is there something in our well water that stunts our imaginations? This week I read in the Stamenopoulos Gazette how a couple had bought aging alpacas at pennies on the hoof, then killed them and blended the meat into a savory pet food. We got old horses down here, donkeys too, not to mention llamas and alpacas, all of them eating hay and oats without much economic return to their owners. The government will pay you $1,000 to take wild horses, and some of those folks quick turned around and sold them to meat processors. What a concept. Take these tired old animals and grind them into fresh dog food. Geez, when the dogs get old, grind them up too. You got a practically endless food chain and profit margin. Now, admittedly, the folks who originated this meat market marvel fell afoul of the laws governing the humane treatment of animals in their care prior to butchering them. Turned out their animals, well, they weren't really all that old, mostly 1 to 4 years, kind of kids really, and the owners weren't feeding them much either, basically starving them. Poor animal husbandry, you ask me, and the vet who accompanied the sheriff thought so too, just before they confiscated the herd. Not even a good business plan, starving the little guys instead of fattening them up. Quite a few died of malnourishment afterwards. A damn shame to waste that meat, some might say. Well, the owners. The rest of us probably felt like they ought to be ground up themselves and fed to the dogs. All I can say is it gives entrepreneurism a bad name, and just another excuse for us layabouts down here to avoid capitalist enterprises. Yeah, as usual.